hearings continue. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The House Select Committee holding another hearing Tuesday, where the focus is on the far-right Proud Boys and Oath Keepers activities during the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. Vice Chairwoman GOP Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming commenting on former White House counsel Pat Cipollone's deposition before the January 6th committee last week.
You've heard us call for Mr. Cipollone to come forward to testify. He did, and Mr. Cipollone's testimony met our expectations. We will save for our next hearing President Trump's behavior during the violence of January 6th.
Republicans say that Democrats are using the hearings as a distraction from the inflation crisis. President Biden met with Mexican President Obrador at the White House today to discuss topics including the global economy and immigration. President Biden criticizing the Republicans' view on migration.
I'm waiting for the Republican Party to come back to traditional conservative positions.
Republicans say that the Biden administration's handling of the border crisis is resulting in a rapid increase of migrants attempting to cross the southern border, which is overwhelming Border Patrol. A COVID-19 briefing at the White House earlier today. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more.
During today's White House COVID-19 briefing, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the seven-day average of COVID hospitalizations has doubled since May and that a more transmissible Omicron offshoot is driving new cases.
CDC's weekly nowcast estimate indicates that BA5 is predicted to represent 65% of circulating variants.
She urged Americans to be vaccinated against COVID and get boosters, saying the BA5 variant is also more immune evading.
The funeral for Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was held earlier Tuesday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
NASA showing the first pictures from the James Webb Space Telescope.
NASA is sharing five images taken by the James Webb Space Telescope, perched a million miles away from planet Earth and seeing light from distant galaxies going back more than 13 billion years. One picture shows a collection of spiral galaxies.
And so there are these galaxies that look stretched and pulled, kind of like they've been magnified because they've been magnified by the gravity of the cluster, just like Einstein said they would.
NASA astrophysicist Jane Rigby, Evan Brown, Fox News.
In Los Angeles, particularly in the Culver City area, the crime rate is high.
On Monday, five people were shot, two killed in six convenience store robberies. And in the city of L.A., the murder rate is the highest in 15 years. Now, Culver City is just next door, about just north of LAX, where this happened on Sunday. A gunman enters the mobile phone store, jumps the counter, empties the register, takes $500, but accidentally drops his car keys inside, leaving him without a getaway car a few blocks away. Police catch him wearing the ankle monitor from a previous crime.
Fox's William LaJeunesse in Los Angeles. This year's Emmy Award nominations were announced today.
Succession continues its Emmy domination. The HBO show with Brian Cox was the most nominated program with 25 nominations. That was followed by Apple TV Plus's Ted Lasso, which earned 20 nominations, including Best Comedy Series. Tying the series was The White Lotus with Connie Britton, also getting several nods in the limited anthology series or film. Dope Sick.
I can't believe how many of them are dead now.
The 2022 Emmy Awards will air live on NBC and stream on Peacock Monday, September 12th.
That's Fox's Michelle Pollino. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.